Welcome back to the America Pray Now podcast, a podcast for people of prayer. Today we will hear from a prayer partner of America Pray Now, Lisa Pampaloni.
Today I want to reflect on a story of a prayer warrior. Not the dramatic kind that makes headlines, but the quiet, steadfast kind that unfolds over years, shaping hearts, families, and even the course of a nation. It's the story of Abigail Adams, a woman whose prayers were spoken far from battlefields and political halls, yet whose faith helped steady one of the most formative seasons in American history. When we think of the American Revolution, we picture founding fathers, declarations, and daring decisions. But while John Adams was traveling across oceans and negotiating treaties with the founding fathers, Abigail Adams was at home, managing the farm, raising children, facing shortages, illness, and fear, but also entreating heaven on her knees in prayer. She was largely self-educated. She had never held an office, but she was deeply grounded in scripture and prayer. Each day, Abigail carried the weight of uncertainty. War raged nearby, smallpox swept through communities. Letters from her husband took weeks or months to arrive, if they even arrived at all. And still she prayed. Abigail Adams didn't keep a formal prayer book, but if you read her letters to John Adams, you'll see that her faith was woven into everything she wrote. Her prayers were incredibly practical. She wasn't just reciting verses. She was talking to God about the scary, real-world events happening around her. The Revolutionary War, deadly outbreaks of disease, and the long, lonely years away from her husband. She often leaned on the Bible for comfort, quoting her favorite passages from the Psalms or the prophets, to find the strength to keep going. Whether she was praying for the safety of the troops, asking for honest and wise leaders to run the new country, or just trying to stay calm while raising her kids in a war zone, her devotion was a mix of deep personal piety and a fierce love for her country. To Abigail, faith wasn't just for Sundays. It was how she survived the upheaval of the American Revolution. In June of 1775, she writes to her husband, "The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but the God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us." This is not a prayer of self-reliance, but of total dependence on God. Her prayers were grounded in faith. She also wrote, "Almighty God, cover the heads of our countrymen and be a shield to our dear friends. May we be supported and sustained in the dreadful conflict." And again later, she wrote, "May the foundation of our new constitution be justice, truth, and righteousness. Like the wise man's house, may it be founded upon those rocks." Imagine what it must have been like to kneel in prayer knowing that your husband was crossing dangerous seas, threatened by disease, shipwreck, or political enemies. Today we have cell phones and FaceTime to connect with loved ones, but then nothing. Nothing but the hope of news from the somewhat reliable mail delivery. Abigail prayed faithfully for John's protection. She prayed for clarity in his decisions. She prayed that God would guide the birth of a nation toward justice. And she prayed for wisdom, for humility, for moral courage, and for resistance to pride and corruption. She feared that political ambition could damage his soul. And the answers came. John Adams became known even by his critics for his personal integrity, his resistance to corruption, and his willingness to lose popularity for conscience's sake, especially during his presidency. Abigail viewed his character, not his success, as evidence of God's work. She also understood something that many of us struggle with. Answered prayer does not always mean an easy life. Her life was not free from sorrow. She lost a child. She endured chronic illness. She faced public criticism and loneliness as First Lady. God often answers us in intangible ways. Sometimes it is strength to endure, sometimes peace in uncertainty, Sometimes it is faith that holds steady even when the answer is not yet. Her faith was forged in hardship and sustained by prayer. She wrote, "I will cheerfully leave the ordering of my lot, and whether adverse or prosperous days should be my future portion, I will trust in his right hand to lead me safely through." Her writings reveal a woman who continually surrendered every outcome to God. In June 1776, she wrote in the context of the Revolution, "I feel no anxiety at the large armament designed against us. The remarkable interpositions of heaven in our favor cannot be too gratefully acknowledged. He who fed the Israelites in the wilderness will not forsake a people engaged in so right a cause if we remember his loving kindness." So what can we learn from the life of Abigail Adams? First, ordinary prayers matter. She wasn't seen giving grand speeches or public declarations. Abigail's prayers were often spoken at the kitchen table, while folding laundry, stirring oatmeal, or tucking her children into bed. They were quiet, consistent, and heartfelt. Yet in the midst of these seemingly ordinary moments, God was listening. Every whispered word, every heartfelt sigh lifted toward heaven is precious to him. Her life reminds us that prayer doesn't need to be dramatic to be powerful. It just needs to be faithful and consistent. Our daily, ordinary prayers, though unseen by the world, are never overlooked by our Heavenly Father. Second, prayer shapes the one who prays. Abigail's time in prayer formed her character. It gave her wisdom, courage, and clarity long before the world recognized her voice. There's a quiet transformation that happens when we spend time with God. In his presence, our hearts are softened, our perspective is fine-tuned, and our character is refined. Prayer molds us into the kind of people who can act wisely, love deeply, and respond faithfully when life demands it. It changes us from the inside out, preparing us to be instruments of his will in ways we may never fully see. And finally, answered prayer often unfolds over time. Abigail prayed for her family, her husband, her nation, often without seeing immediate results. Yet the fruits of her prayers were evident. Through the safety of her loved ones, the integrity of John Adams' leadership, and the lasting influence of her letters and counsel. What we entrust to God today may not show immediate results, but it can ripple forward, touching lives we will never meet, shaping hearts and events long after we're gone. God's timing is perfect, and his faithfulness ensures that prayers offered in trust are never wasted. Abigail's life reminds us that prayer is not just about changing circumstances. It's about aligning our hearts with God, trusting his timing, and allowing him to use us in ways far bigger than ourselves. History may not always record our prayers, but heaven does. Now, my prayer testimony today is from one of our APN prayer partners who God used to impact others in a powerful way, and I want to read you the testimony. He writes, "My friend and his wife decided to participate in the foster program and were given the opportunity to foster a baby girl and her 4-year-old brother. Sadly, these children came from a depraved and dysfunctional home. The baby girl was precious, but the older brother had severe behavioral problems, and it was soon clear he was under demonic influence. They were unable to control him. Due to his unruly behavior, they could not take him when visiting friends, and the child could not even pass kindergarten. After a year of trying to love him, and with much sadness, the couple had to give the boy back to the foster care program. He then went to another family who also gave him back after only a few weeks. During that period, he was attacked by a dog for poking it in the eyes and received dozens of stitches in his face and head. And at that time, I learned about this situation, and my wife and I received a burden for this child who we had never even met. I saw that no one could love him and expected he would follow in the footsteps of his troubled parents, going off into an abyss of a life full of bondage and misery. I imagined it as a group of people traveling through the night being forced to leave behind a 5-year-old alone in the darkness. I knew that God did not want to leave him there. I was not willing to continue on my own way until I pleaded with God on his behalf. My wife and I decided to dedicate some time to fast and pray, asking the Lord to not let his life end in darkness. We prayed that someday he would be rescued and redeemed from his troubles. As that time of intercession came to an end, I knew that God had heard our prayers, but did not expect to hear or ever know the results, at least not in this life. A few weeks later, my friend was asked to take the boy back on a temporary basis while the foster program decided what to do with him. My friend drove the child to a pastor whom he knew and asked him to pray for him. He didn't provide details, but simply asked for prayer. He said the pastor laid hands on the boy and prayed for deliverance. My friend testified that it was one of the most powerful prayer sessions he had ever experienced. In the weeks that followed, it was clear that something had changed. The demonic behavior was gone, and he was a different child. Time has passed now, and the boy continues to have exemplary behavior, even excelling in school and regularly receiving academic awards. Even greater, my friend and his wife have had the amazing blessing of legally adopting both children. The Lord, who sets the lonely in families, has shown again that he only does wondrous things. I no longer remember how long we labored in prayer, nor the meals missed while fasting, but I will not soon forget the joy it is to see the power of intercession in his life. Someday, I expect I'll have the opportunity to meet this child. If so, I'll give him a warm handshake and a friendly smile, and he will have no idea of these events or of the love poured out on his behalf. But that is the path of prayer, and it is so worth it. This amazing testimony brings me to a wonderful conclusion today, that our prayers can have an eternal impact on the lives of others, whether it is a nation in turmoil in need of God's intervention or a young boy in need of a touch from God. Abigail Adams' life shows us that faithful, consistent prayer, even in ordinary unseen moments, can shape character, families, and nations. Like the story of the foster children, our prayers today can have real, lasting impact even when we don't see the results immediately. As James 5:6 reminds us, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much, and Psalm 34 assures us that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. May we be faithful in prayer, brethren, trusting God to work in ways that only he can.
Thank you for listening to the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer, which is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up to receive this magazine by visiting our website at americapraynow.com. We also meet in 17 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also meet in West Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, North Carolina, and South Carolina. Please see our website for dates and times. And until next time, may God bless you.